John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to talk about that. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, if you happen to drive by the Arkansas Best Tower today or go in there, you're going to notice that no one's going to be there this morning. They're all going to be down at the convention center. ABF having an event this morning for all of their employees and bringing in a motivational speaker on top of that. But because yesterday they announced a huge announcement, a name change, Arkansas Best, the holding company, is changing its name to ArcBest, A-R-C-B-E-S-T. They're also changing their ticker symbol. If you've been following their stock, it's been ABFS, trading on the NASDAQ. The ticker symbol as of today will be ARCB. And by the way, if you haven't owned that stock, don't you wish you did? Or if you sold it and gave up on it, it was $9 a share less than a year ago, and now it's approaching 40. That stock is up 276% in the last 12 months. Well, they're changing their name, changing their ticker symbol, and they say, quote, that the new name and the unified logo system was crafted to enhance the company's identity as a holistic provider of transportation and logistics solutions for a wide variety of customers. Company statement was released yesterday. And they also are releasing earnings later today after the market closes. And, of course, we hope that those will be quite good also. So big news for Arkansas Best, one of our best corporate citizens. Yesterday, the Dow set an all-time record, was up another 45 points, closing at 16,580. Futures are kind of flat this morning, up just a tad. The big news yesterday was the Federal Reserve. They did as expected. They tapered, that's the magic word, cut another $10 billion from their monthly bond purchases. So we've gone from $85 billion in December to now we're down to $45 billion a month. They'll continue to ratchet that down as they taper. They also pointed to what they think is going to be a growth pickup after a very harsh quarter that reduced GDP by a significant amount. And they say they're going to stay committed to a pledge that short-term interest rates will stay near zero long after their tapering is complete, after they reduce their bond purchasing from to zero, currently $45 billion a month. Of course, earlier in the morning yesterday, the Commerce Department reported that first quarter GDP grew at a very anemic 0.1%, one-tenth of 1% on an annualized basis. So second quarter has to be better than that. It's Thursday morning, so we get some data. Just a few seconds ago, got it, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. They jumped some from last week. Last week, they were 329,000, 344,000 people filing for unemployment for the first time last week. Personal income and personal spending numbers quite good, just released by the government, up 0.5% on personal income, up 0.9% on personal spending for the month of April. Those numbers better than expected. And one of the major companies in the world just reported earnings, and that's Exxon, and they did beat Wall Street's expectations on their earnings. They missed Wall Street's expectations on revenue by about $3 billion. They also announced that they're going to increase their dividend by 9.5%. They've increased their dividend for 32 consecutive years. That stock was up yesterday, up again this morning before the market opens, and looks like it'll open at about $103 a share. A lot of stuff going on in terms of mergers and acquisitions. We've been talking about some of the pharmaceutical companies, but let's talk about some of the other things. Sprint says they're going to push ahead with their plan to buy T-Mobile. The regulators, even though they haven't officially been asked to approve this, have indicated that they're not inclined to approve the merger of the number three and the number four U.S. wireless carriers, but Sprint's pushing on anyway. And this morning it's reported that AT&T has approached DirecTV about a deal. It'd be worth about $40 billion if they did it. And if they were to combine, they would rival how large Comcast will be when Comcast completes its acquisition of Time Warner Cable. And speaking of cable and TV and content, Viacom reporting this morning they own Nickelodeon, MTV, Paramount Pictures. They reported $1.13 a share, which is better than last year, better than Wall Street's expected. But some problems there. Film revenue, because they own Paramount Pictures, film revenue down 12%. Where they made their money and their increase was in their network revenue, Nickelodeon, etc. And lastly, OG&E, a almost local company, beats Wall Street's expectations this morning, both top line and bottom line, reporting earnings per share of 25 cents a share, more than double the earnings of the same quarter of last year. And by the way, in case you want to know that stock, if you look at the last year-to-date on that stock, the first 4 months of the year, that stock's up 11.5%. So utility companies are not always boring investments.
No, they're not, John, and the market just continues to have money attracted to it.
Well, when the Fed tells you that interest rates are going to be zero for basically who knows how long, where else are you going to go?
And you're riding, everybody's riding that boat and hope it doesn't start to sink sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. What are the options? He may have an answer for you if you're asking some of those questions. Yeah, you could visit with him in Fort Smith. Stern, AG & Leach is the company at right here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. Their phone number, of course, is area code 479-782-2527. Or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.